Definition of science. A branch of knowledge or study dealing with the body of facts or truths, systematically arranged and showing the operation of general laws, or systematic knowledge of the physical or material world gained through observation and experimentation. Science is not selective. You can't take a study or trial, remove the element that's dragged your result down below what you're hoping for. People have gotten into the habit of posting on our Facebook page and elsewhere, one of the select studies that claim hydroxychloroquine is a cure, at least a treatment, for anywhere between some and all cases of the coronavirus. As I said, science is not selective. The entirety is the only thing that can be a lead to a valid conclusion. Also, the more recent the research, the more the results are backed by greater understanding, which being studied and examined. If you want to find a treatment for cancer, for example, you don't turn to 19th century research and nothing else. So with all that in mind, here are some of the recent studies in chronological order that the cult of hydroxychloroquine would like you to ignore. On July 30th, 2020, Spanish RCT of hydroxychloroquine for patients with early non-severe COVID-19 finds no benefit. The Spanish study sought to determine whether early treatment with hydroxychloroquine is beneficial for patients with COVID-19. The researchers identified adults in Catalonia with positive tests for SARS-CoV-2 were symptomatic but did not require hospitalization and were within 5 days of symptom onset. Mean age of the 293 included patients was 42 years, 69% women, 87% were healthcare workers, and the median time from symptom onset to enrollment was 3 days. It was an open-label study, but allocation to groups was concealed from patients and investigators. Lab workers were masked to treatment assignment. Patients were followed up for a month. Patients were randomized to hydroxychloroquine, 800 milligrams on one day, 400 milligrams once daily on days 2 through 7, or usual care alone. Primary outcome was viral load at 3 and 7 days, but they also tracked symptom improvement. Absolutely no difference occurred between groups at days 3 or 7 in the viral load. No difference occurred in hospitalization rates, and no deaths occurred during the study period. Research update on July 29th. Of 2020, U.S.-Canadian RCT of hydroxychloroquine for patients with early non-severe COVID-19 finds no benefit. It's been hypothesized that whereas hydroxychloroquine does not appear to work in severely ill patients, perhaps it could be helpful earlier in the course of the illness or in patients with less severe illness. This study enrolled 491 non-hospitalized patients with confirmed or probable COVID-19 who were enrolled online. More than half are enrolled within 1 day of symptom onset. Limitation of the study is that only 149 had a positive chain reaction test, whereas 280 had a positive contact to enter the study, and 37 had neither but had the symptoms. Patients were randomized to hydroxychloroquine, 800 milligrams, then 600, 68 hours later, and then 600 once daily for 4 additional days. They initially assumed a 10% hospitalization rate, but that did not happen, so they changed the primary outcome to the difference between groups in symptom severity over 14 days. Median age 40 years old, 56% women, 32% had comorbidity, and 3% were black. They found no difference in overall symptom severity or the percentage with symptoms between the groups. Adverse effects were twice as common in the treatment group. The number of hospitalizations, 12 total, deaths 2, were small and did not differ between groups. Lack of diagnostic confirmation of most patients is concerning, but a second study in Spain with 293 patients with confirmed infection published on July 16th had similar results. Moving back to June 9th, post-exposure prophylaxis with hydroxychloroquine is not effective. The study is different from all other hydroxychloroquine studies in that it studied post-exposure prophylaxis in healthy patients. Patients were identified who had a high-risk exposure to someone with confirmed COVID-19, defined as at least 10 minutes, less than 6 feet away, and without facial covering, or a moderate-risk exposure, and allowed a face mask, but no eye shield. They randomized 821 initially asymptomatic persons within 4 days of exposure to hydroxychloroquine, 800 micrograms once, then 600, 6 to 8 hours, then 600 once daily for 4 days, or matching placebo. The primary outcome was laboratory confirmed, or clinically suspected, COVID-19. Testing was not available at the point of the study. In the next 14 days after enrollment, median age 40 years old, healthcare workers accounted for 2/3 of the people in this study. No difference occurred between the groups in the primary outcome. Findings were the same, 5, 10, 14 days. There's more, I can go on, but I think you're catching the idea here. While there are a limited number of studies that claim hydroxychloroquine offers beneficial results for select people in select situations, in select specific degrees of this virus, there are many studies that finds it's not a treatment for the masses and even endangering part of the population. So keeping with science, at best you could say that the benefits of hydroxychloroquine are inconclusive.